What's up, everybody? It's Rick, and welcome to the I'm Rick podcast. Today is Monday morning. I'm not very proud of myself today. I'm just going to get into it. You know, I like to take on every opportunity that comes my way, and sometimes I don't feel like it, and I get really hard on myself. So I don't know if you go through this as well. Any opportunity that comes my way, I've kind of made a promise to myself that I'm going to take, because when you don't take the opportunity, you never know what you're missing out, because especially when you're in the reselling business and you're buying and you're going to people's homes, like, you never know what's going to be there when you show up. So this particular situation is, it's a mid-century couch. It's about 45 minutes away. It's not so great, but it's an opportunity, right? It's an opportunity to, first of all, make some money. So, like, I know for sure there's profit there. And I don't know what I'm missing when I get there. It could be a full house of mid-century modern. So this is where it gets really dicey for me, you know, just because I have so many different things going on. So right now I'm looking at the FedEx office. I just dropped off a box of books. I did a book buyout yesterday. So if you don't know, I sell on Amazon FBA. So I ship, so I scan, I do all my work, and then I send the books out to Amazon, and they do all the shipping for me and selling. So I just dropped off a box of books. I did a buyout yesterday of roughly 20 boxes of books for $100. And what I do is, if you don't know the book business, I have a scanner. It'll give me a rough idea of what the value is in Amazon. And then I kind of gauge from there what I'm going to pay for the whole lot, right? So the first book that looked like a textbook I grabbed and scanned, it was like $90. So you know what? I'm like, let me make him an offer of $100 for the whole thing. And he was about to donate it. He just wanted to get it out. And I'm putting the work in, right? I had to bring my trailer. I had to load up 20 boxes of books and stuff. So he was happy. I'm happy. Anyway, I got one box out today. Started yesterday. So roughly about $330 in profit with this one box. So, you know, I just love the Amazon FBA thing. It's just such a great extra stream of income. Resellers, if you don't know, again, always diversify. But look into selling books and media with Amazon FBA. But anyway, getting back to the furniture thing, a little disappointed in myself because, you know, I preach the hustle thing, and that's like the big thing these days, right? But I get lazy as well. And it may not exactly be lazy, it may be like scatterbrained because I have so many things going on. Yesterday I got an estate sale contract done, so I'm going to start working on that soon. And there's just so much going on that I'm kind of all over the place and nowhere at the same time. So, you know, I wear many hats, and that's good and it's bad because I never really zone in on anything. And it's probably the way I like it. And there's a reason I'm doing it, right? Because I like the Amazon FBA books. I like selling on eBay. I like running the estate sales. I like buying and selling modern furniture at auction or on my own. So, you know, I'm kind of finding my way. Now, backtracking, who the F would think I'd be selling books? I mean, never did I think. I used to dump books. I grew up in a cleanout business. We used to dump them by the dumpster load. And, you know, things in life just happen. Like, you start running into situations or, you know, especially now with social media and YouTube videos, it's way easier to find. Be like, oh, wow, like you're listening to me right now. You may sell clothing, but you may start looking into books because of what I'm telling you. So there's all a reason. So there's a reason you tuned into this. And there's a reason that I learned to do, if it's the books or the mid-century modern furniture. I'm pretty new to it. I mean, I've only known about mid-century modern for like maybe 2 years, you know, like maybe. So, and I'm learning as I go, learning with every piece I buy. because every piece I buy, I'm looking up, then I'm getting a little history on it, I'm getting the pricing, and then all of that starts like compounding, and then you have a whole new business potentially. So, and as I'm sitting here in my car talking to you, people are walking by and looking at my advertisement. I'm by the FedEx. There's a Starbucks right next door, so it's really busy here. And my car is lettered up, so it says we buy and sell home contents, estate sales. Then I have like a little section on each side that says got books with a question mark, and it says we buy them underneath. So this car always gets a lot of attention, and I purposely did it that way. Like I have like neon letters, so it works. Let me tell you something, and I know I'm kind of all over the place today, but you need to letter your car. And I mean, even start with a bumper sticker, do whatever you have to do. Just put got clothing, we buy it, and put your number or your website or whatever, because it works. You'll be surprised, especially if you're out and about. Why not get reimbursed for your driving, you know? Some of the best deals I've ever had have been just from people saying, hey, I just seen your car. Could you come to my house? I have all the stuff I want to sell. So it's a great, great thing to think about for yourself, especially if you want to do this full time and you want to grow and make this your gig, your full-time gig. So I was in that position where should I go, shouldn't I go? And then mentally I'm coming up with all these excuses why I shouldn't. There's not enough value, it's far, you know, I'm working on my own, is he going to help me put the couch in my trailer? You know, all of these little things that really mean nothing. I mean, and this is a problem, and I go through it. Usually I'll fight through it and just not pay attention to any of that, because I know for sure that when you show up, things happen and things will work itself out. But you know, I do get caught up. I get caught up in my laziness, and I'm working on that like every day. You know, we're in a land of abundance, right? And especially in this business. I mean, I could, if I really wanted to like lay back, I could do an estate sale on Friday and Saturday and sit back all week. I mean, no doubt I would financially be in great condition and I could do that and live my life that way. But because I want to grow and do more and more and more, I have to do more, right? So I have to show up and I have to create, and that's just in me. Like I just need to create and find new ways to make money and kind of finding myself as I go. Because, you know, if you ask me the question, do I love junk? No, I could probably care less. Like mid-century modern furniture, I could respect because there's a designer involved. Like it's beautiful work involved and stuff like that. And books, to me, when I'm doing books, it's almost therapeutic. Like I actually enjoy doing books. But in general, am I in love with the junk business? Probably not. I mean, I do enjoy the freedom of it. I love the entrepreneurial part of it because I know the more work I put in, the more I'll get out, you know. So it's about creating and stuff. But, you know, let's be honest. I mean, the fun part is finding the treasures, right? Going to a garage sale and buying something for a dollar that's worth $100, you know. So, yeah, that aspect is fun. But when you're doing this full time and you're actually running a business, that stuff gets a little less exciting because there's just so much that goes into an actual business that it gets a little more, you know, I have a family, right? I have two sons. I have a wife, you know, she's going to school. She doesn't work. So there's a lot on my shoulders. And yeah, it's fun to do all the treasure hunting, but, you know, there's a serious business involved, right? But it's, you know, it's just like keep moving forward because you just never know what new opportunity is going to open or what you're really meant to do. Like you may start out as a record person, You only deal with records, and you might buy an amazing antique one day, and all of a sudden you're an antique dealer. You just end up loving antiques. So this is the fun part, that the options are pretty much endless in our business, you know, and that's what I love about it. And you get to use all your creativity, your entrepreneurial thing, you know, you can market yourself. Now with social media, you could do YouTube videos, so you could make money on YouTube, because people love watching this stuff, right? The journey of the hunt, or you know, like treasure hunting. There's many people doing really well on there. And I'll be there soon. I just, like, for me, because I'm working so much and doing so many things, like, it's very hard for me to hold a camera as I'm moving so fast through my daily business life. So, you know, eventually that's one of my goals, is to have a camera person to capture, because there would be some great, great content. I mean, talk about learning stuff. You know, when I'm at the sales and haggling and showing you the values of things, my God, the content would be, you know. But I hate to, again, get into talking about things. I like to actually do. You know, it's okay to talk about this, so this is why I'm discussing it with you, because maybe you're thinking the same thing. Like, maybe you're thinking, wow, you know, my content would be amazing if I filmed. So, like, the if part is good. So you want to keep thinking about what you want to do, but you also want to actually start doing. So that's advice that I'm giving myself as well. And I do put out a lot of content on Instagram and Facebook, you know, but like YouTube is more, I would like to get like the whole day, because there's so many interesting little things that go on during the day, you know, it just little conversations with clients and little business maneuvers and the way I market, or the way I'm buying. And so we're going to get into that. I'm looking forward to that, actually. That's going to be great when I actually could just do my thing and somebody could document that and edit it and deal with it for me. So, but anyway, today's episode was just more like, you're going to have those times where you don't feel like doing something. And I'm just so going to push, do it anyway. And do it fast, because what happens is, like this morning, like, I was in my car ready to go, and then I started getting into all of this stuff, and I'm like, do I want to drive this? See, if I just went, so this is where speed comes into play. If you just do, you have to almost outrun your mental nonsense, because it'll start coming up with all these different excuses and fears and insecurities and blah, 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 blah. You want to just do. So just feel that. I wouldn't pay attention to those thoughts, but you could notice them and be like, okay, that's great. That's not true. So I'm just going to do it anyway, right? So it's not, so when you're telling yourself, oh, this is going to be hard, well, you know, it may be hard, it may be not, but like, so what, right? So what are the results are going to be? How are you going to feel after you accomplish it? So like, many times I didn't feel like going to places or doing something for work, and I end up doing it, and guess what? Weird things start happening. You know, you never know what you're going to run into, or, you know, there's a purpose, there's a reason for you to go there. So show up in life. Good things do happen. Don't give yourself time to talk yourself out of what you are meant to do in life. And that's really, really important. And I'm going to say it again. Don't allow yourself to talk yourself out of doing what you're meant to do in life. Because it's going to happen. It's just a part of, we are just, you know, I don't know what the percentage is, but many of our thoughts are negative based. And there's a lot of different reasons why, you know, we're like, fear is a good and a bad thing. Like, we're constantly protecting ourselves. So anything that seems uncomfortable or scary or whatever the scenario may be is it's meaning to protect us, but it's also hurting us at the same time, right? So if you go back thousands of years, that fear thing was meant to protect us from you know, dangers, wild animals, whatever the situation was back then, right? So we still have that in us. So you have to learn to like fight that and just do it anyway. And the more you do, it compounds, you know, the more, like when I start really like going hard and fast through my days, or, you know, I'll get into these really good cycles where I don't even start thinking that. It's amazing. Once you start doing, those thoughts don't even show up anymore because you kind of beat it. You know, but then you'll creep back and then you'll get a little lazy again or this, that. So, you know, we go through these slumps, and I'm not going to say it's okay because it's not okay. You deserve to do well. If you want to be successful, if you want to really be an entrepreneur and make this thing work, you got to show up. And as I'm talking to you and talking to myself here, I am getting more and more fired up. So what's going to happen is, I'm going to show up to this call that I had today. I just dropped off this box at FedEx. And I didn't cancel with the guy. I said, listen, I won't be able to make it now. If we could do it a little bit later. And he said, sure, fine. So I'm going to get a coffee right now. Starbucks is right next door. I'm going to go get my trailer and I'm going to go make this happen, because I knew I would, but it was almost like I was kind of in that lazy mode and just kind of testing myself. I don't know. These are weird things that kind of go on. But I'm going to get through that, and I'm going to go get this piece of furniture, and whatever is meant to be there is meant to be. And we're going to make this happen together. Hopefully I'm helping you. You know, by me talking, I'm just kind of talking to myself. This is why I love the podcast thing, because it's kind of just sharing, right? It's just sharing and learning from each other. You know, I have a lot of mentors in my life, you know, the Gary V's, the Tony Robbins, the Eric Thomas's, you know, these are powerhouse people. These are people that went through all of the shit that we're feeling. They felt it too. They just found a way to power, and I mean power, through it. And a weird thing happens after a long time of powering through it. You know, yeah, you should absolutely be working through your heart. You don't want to just put, you know, this is just not a hard fight through it. You want to be gentle with yourself during the process, because a lot of us maybe don't know how to get angry and get into hustle mode and beast mode and work through it. Some of us need to work through our heart and have a trusting way through it. So whatever, which way works for you, they did it. And guess what? It gets easier. It starts compounding. Like, your energy shifts, your mindset shifts, and you start getting results. So hopefully I helped you. This little talk helped me. I'm going to snap out of this and get on my way and get my ass to work, because I have goals and I want to produce. So, and it's okay. Again, it's okay to get caught up. It's like, you know, sometimes if you can't power through, step back for a moment, call somebody, listen to a podcast, talk to yourself, have a conversation, remember the goal, remember what it's going to take to get there. And these are all little steps, you know, on the journey. And like for me personally, I just have so many things going on that I kind of get distracted, and I don't have any exact direction yet. So because I'm doing so many different things in my business, and now the podcast, right? And now I want to start doing videos on YouTube. So I'm all over the place, but I'm finding myself. So, you know, it's like a puzzle, right? So it's little pieces. And I don't know if you feel this way, but your life is just a bunch of different pieces in a puzzle, and it's just slowly maneuvering them together. And I am blessed and thankful that they are absolutely working their way in. As chaotic as it seems to me sometimes, when I step back, I must say I am thankful and I'm blessed for this opportunity. And And even for good people like you in this community, this reselling entrepreneur motivational community, I mean, such great people. So I want to thank you for listening. You could add me on Instagram. I'm Rick Relentless. Add me on YouTube at I'm Rick, because the videos will be coming. It's a piece of the puzzle. It's on its way. Thank you so much. Love you all.